right now, then I'm going to be playing a very interesting tape, a tape of very important history, and we'll be talking about it after we play it.
I think there is something basically wrong with getting up on January the 1st and say, oh, what are we going to do this year? It is time that this movement considered itself serious enough to continue the rent past a one-year lease. Let's don't find ourselves in this situation anymore, running out of time, running out of hope, wishing, wanting, but can't do. That's ridiculous.
How many of you left somebody back home to look at this on the television or hear this on the radio?
I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota, and I'm out here marching with these people because we have to show them that we're everywhere.
I am here to speak about those of us who aren't here because they can't be here. Our brothers and sisters in jails, in prisons, throughout the country. When we are incarcerated, we face special problems. A loss of fundamental rights of self-expression, including contact with loved ones, which are rights that are taken for granted on the outside.
Steve, a blind man from Arizona, was separated from his state contingent. He is behind the stage. Will someone from his state contingent come and be with Steve? Let us not leave this man alone.
We are gentle, angry people, singing for our lives. We are gentle, angry people,
Charles Law has been selected by the Cultural Committee to express points of view relative to the meaning and the purpose of this entity.
I want to share with you my thoughts about the challenges of the gay movement in the 1980s. And I think that challenge is integration and not assimilation. And I feel that the situations that have characterized the black movement, especially after the death of Dr. King, are beginning to characterize the gay movement. I'm afraid that gay people will find themselves 10 years after the death of Harvey Milk in much the same way that black people are finding themselves 10 years after the death of Dr. King, not having achieved anything. As black people have allowed and are allowing the death of Dr. King to be in vain, gay people can't allow the death of Harvey Milk to be in vain. I say this to you now because I am observing some things happening in this country that some people view as being favorable or positive, but I see it as being a detriment to this movement. There appears to be a general theme now that nobody really worries whether you are gay. Just go on and do your thing. And that is quite true. No one in America is concerned as to whether you are gay. No one is concerned whether a gay person loses his job. No one is concerned whether a gay person is harassed in his community. No one is concerned whether the laws of this country are slandered against gay people and invade their homes and their private lives. No one is concerned about the continual threats that override and oppress gay people every day. And I'm saying that there's a need for a concern. And I feel that we are expressing that need today. And it is our responsibility to come out of the wilderness, not to wander and meander and linger in the wilderness of despair, but to come out and realize the dream, realize the promised land, and gather our strength, our fortitude, our creativity, our initiative, and our hope, and go into that promised land of dignity, pride, and respect. Let that underscore the need for you personally go to the office of your representative or your senator tomorrow in the houses and the offices of Congress. TRB is coming for sure, all right? All you folks with your back to this place, look around. TRB is on the way with other male entertainment, all right?
They're screaming money at me a lot, and I'll tell you why they're screaming money at me a lot. For I and several other people who are march organizers are going to have to go into personal bankruptcy if you don't fork over. It's just that simple. This business of national marches on Washington is not cheap. This business of national march on Washington is very successful, and let's keep the elements of the money as successful as anything. Get in your pocket and give.
Well, we have a real time shortage, and I just have one thing to say, and then I'm going to get into my song. I would like for the media not to do a whiteout on all the black people that were here today, because that, or any of the third world people as far as that goes, because that happens to us a lot. I mean, we put our energy into the gay community, and a lot of the white people get the focus, but we don't get nothing. So I just like to say that. Thank you. This is my message for everybody around the world, but especially the people here in the United States. This is for you. When your icebox is bare, feed the rich. Show your stomach you care. Feed the rich. Oh, the rich have so much power. I think it's a shame. It's really not the problem, but we know who to blame. I'm tired of being manipulated for their stupid game. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Chemicals in your food. Well, eat the rich, yum, yum, yeah.
Oh. Blackberry, Blackberry, all right.
Telegram comes from Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden. It says, we totally support the struggle of gay men and lesbians in America to throw off the shackles of social and economic discrimination. The defeating of the Briggs Initiative in California was an important sign that a majority of the voters, once informed, are beginning to see that the gay and lesbian struggle is one that affects a huge percentage of the population, either as gay people or as the family and friends of gays. Best wishes for a powerful and effective day, Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden. This is a song that many of us grew up with, that we became well known by a woman who was a cultural role model for many of us. And although she was not known as a political woman, rather as a performing artist, the concepts in her song live on forever, and I ask you to very seriously and tenderly sing this song with me.
Somewhere over the rainbow, where there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow skies are blue. We dare to dream, they really will come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, birds fly. rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why? Goodbye. Thank you.
And that, of course, was Holly Near.
Yes, that, of course, was Ann Holly Near and the whole national crew at the National March on Washington.